A mother's homily, when the moon has two faces. I like thinking of motherhood as a phase of life where I am looking at the past and the future at the same time, like a moon that has two faces. It is a time in my life when I often reminisce about the past, where I was able to sleep in, make decisions based on what I wanted, when I felt free and invincible. I also daydream about the future, wondering what my daughters will be like as adults, what careers they will choose, what my body will feel like as I continue to age. I imagine David and I walking as an old couple, with younger people smiling as they see us walk by. These visions and memories are always short-lived. I am a mother, and there is always someone needing something in my house, a tissue, the toy that rolled under the couch, a hug. This is my reality. This is my life right now. And while I enjoy looking back and looking forward, all of that is interwoven with what is happening right now. The nostalgia I feel for the past and the hope that I feel for the future are a result of the responsibilities that I have as a mother right now. Rajneesh wrote, "The moment a child is born, the mother is born. She never existed before. The woman existed, but not the mother, never. A mother is something absolutely new." Being a new mother was not easy for me, but it was amazing. Years later, I am still overcome with emotion. When I think back to the first time I saw each of my daughters, it is hard to describe the love that I felt for each of them at those moments. I was overwhelmed by the feeling of love for each of my daughters. I am a mother, and I am still the woman that existed before I gave birth to my daughters. While most of the time I am able to reconcile these two faces that I have, it is not always easy. I cannot turn off being a mother. It is ingrained in every part of me, whether my girls are next to me or whether they're not. I am still a mother. I am amazed by the physical reaction that I have when I see my girls laugh uncontrollably. I cannot help but laugh along with them. Being a mother is learning about strength you didn't know you had and dealing with fears that you didn't know existed. These words from Linda Wooten ring true for me. Becoming a mother has brought out so many fears, rational and irrational. How can I keep them safe? Will they like me when they are older? I try to stop these trains of thought when they come because I don't want to spend my time worrying about things that I cannot control. Yet these fears creep in when I least expect them. Being a mother is such an amazing experience filled with love, hope, fear, guilt, laughter, and tears. I am grateful for my children and my family. I am a mother. This has transformed my future and my past. I cannot change that. I would not want to change that. I will end my homily with a quote from Khalil Gibran. He wrote, "Your children are not your children. They come through you, but not from you. And though they are with you, they do not belong to you. You may give them your love, but not your thoughts, for they have thoughts of their own. You may house their bodies, but not their souls. For their souls dwell in the house of tomorrow, which you cannot visit, not even in your dreams. You may strive to be like them, but you cannot seek to make them like you."
It is the universe speaking to us.
I am the crone. I am the eldest of the triple goddess. I am the last of the moon goddess, the waning moon, Diana. Some call me the hag. Others, Hecate, goddess of the underworld and the dead. Still others think of me as Demeter, the goddess of growth or life from death. I rule below the earth at the end of life, which is also our future. I am queen of witches. And rejection of me led to the persecution of other old wise women as black magicians. I am the end. I am the repose at the end of physical life. I am wisdom. Not in the all-knowing sense, but as acquired through time and test and patience. I represent the end of life, human life, the time when we hope to see more clearly and understand more deeply. I watch new life carefully. I delight in its wonder and playfulness. What should I tell them, my new ones, my precious ones? How can I save them from pain and heartache? Is that even possible? There is so much I want to share with them. My sons, my grandchildren, my adopted children. And yet, I have no words to offer. Neither do they yet have the experience to assimilate what I would give them. What is it that I know now that I did not know as a maiden or a mother? Here it is, as trite as can be. Life is beautiful. Even in pain and darkness. Life is sweet, even in bitterness and fear. Life is short, so grasp wildly for every moment you are offered. For example, a heart-to-heart with a son or a young friend. Or a bedtime story with a grandchild who snuggles adoringly in your arms. Or singing great music, or for that matter, even not so great music, with friends. Or breathing deeply the newly moist air after rain. Or watching a blazing sunset with your spouse. And so many, many more. But notice that these are all fleeting, very fleeting moments. However, taken all together, over a very long life like mine, they amount to intense appreciation for the gift of time. And a very strong desire to enter deeply into whatever experiences, however large or small, may remain. There is so much sadness, sorrow, and horror in this world. It can overwhelm us if we let it. But love for myself, hard won, it is true. For my husband, my sons, my grandchildren, and my beloved friends, inspires me to fight that depression and win. The end is not death. The end is repose. Acceptance of ourselves with all the warts. Calmness in the face of the inevitable. Joy in our true accomplishments.